This is Akashwani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of a slew of development projects at Yamunanagar in Haryana on the occasion of 134th birth anniversary of Chief Architect of the Indian Constitution, Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar, yesterday. Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of 800 megawatt modern thermal power unit of Deenbandhu Chotu Ram Thermal Power Plant worth around 8,470 crore rupees to provide uninterrupted power supply across the state. He also laid the foundation stone of a compressed biogas plant in Mukarrabpur. Mr. Modi also inaugurated the 14.4-kilometer Rewari Bypass project worth around 1,070 crore rupees under the Bharatmala Pariyojana. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Mr. Modi expressed pride in his government's commitment to advancing the vision of Baba Saheb Ambedkar. He highlighted Baba Saheb's belief that industrial development is a pathway to social justice.
Bharat mein audyogikaran ki disha mein बाबा साहब ने देश के पहले उद्योग मंत्री डॉक्टर श्यामा प्रसाद मुखर्जी के साथ मिलकर काम किया था। औद्योगिकरण और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग के तालमेल को दीनबंधु चौधरी छोटू राम जी ने भी गांव की समृद्धि का आधार माना था।
The centre has framed draft rules for gas meters under the Legal Metrology General Rules 2011. Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution in a statement said that these rules make it mandatory for all gas meters used for domestic, commercial and industrial purposes to undergo testing, verification and stamping prior to their use in trade and commerce. The re-verification of these gas meters is also prescribed under the rules to ensure their correctness when these are in use. A petition has been filed at the Supreme Court for an investigation under court-monitored special investigation team into the incident in Murshidabad district of West Bengal. The petitioner Shashank Shekhar Jha appealed the apex court for the SIT to examine why the protests against the Waqf Amendment Act escalated into law and order situation. Yesterday, Bhangar of South 24 Parganas district of West Bengal witnessed protest against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. Police personnel were attacked and vehicles were damaged. Shamshirganj, Suti, Jangipur and various areas of the district witnessed violent protest against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 last week. Till now, police have arrested 200 people in connection with the incident. A massive fire broke out on the second floor of Lokbandhu Hospital in Lucknow last night, causing panic among patients and hospital staff. Upon receiving information about the fire, several fire brigade vehicles rushed to the scene. Following the incident, Deputy Chief Minister Brijesh Pathak and Lucknow District Magistrate Vishak Iyer arrived at the hospital. The Deputy CM stated that around 200 patients had been shifted to other hospitals. Serious patients were transferred to King George's Medical University, while some were taken to the civil hospital. No casualties have been reported so far. Nagaland Chief Minister Nefu Rio launched the Nagaland Solar Mission in Kohima yesterday, aimed at accelerating the adoption of residential rooftop solar power systems across the state. The initiative aligns with the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and seeks to make clean energy more accessible and affordable to households. Fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi has been arrested by the police in Belgium. A report claimed he was arrested on Saturday at the request of the Central Bureau of Investigation and is currently in jail. Choksi is wanted in connection with the Punjab National Bank loan fraud case. Blue Origin's new Shepherd 31 NS-31 carrying six women has successfully completed its flight with pop icon Katy Perry on board. The all-women crew of the NS-31 have returned to Earth after deploying their parachutes following the historic flight to space. The passengers were carried to more than 100 kilometers above the Earth's surface beyond the Kármán line, the internationally recognized boundary of space, during the flight, which lasted for some 10 minutes. Pakistan continues to expel Afghan families through the Torkham border crossing in eastern Nangarhar and the Spin Boldak border crossing in southern Kandahar province. Afghanistan's High Commission for Addressing Returnees' Problems in a statement said the Pakistani agencies expelled a total of 852 Afghan families with 4,567 members on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.